Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. You know, folks, and by the way, it's just still just you and me. I want to do a little bit of recapping some things that I've been talking to you about. About 2 years ago, I wrote a column, actually 2 years ago, April, next month, I wrote a column warning you about the tax law, the new tax law that they were working on that they were going to try to get done in 2017. I warned you about it, and I said, I'm worried about it because it looks like it's not going to be a good deal for small businesses. I could tell that it wasn't shaping up well. Then I wrote another article in September when I saw some language in the proposed law that said, where they said they were talking about small business deductions, and then in the same sentence, without even a period, in the same sentence, in the same paragraph, it said, but we're not going to let any wealthy taxpayers manipulate their income. Now, when you hear the government use the word wealthy small business in the same term, then there's something wrong there. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't some wealthy small business owners out there, but most aren't. Even the people who have the ability, even some of the people that they were taking a shot at, I wouldn't consider to be wealthy. And so I warned people about that. I said, I don't like the way this sounds. And then in December of 17, when the law came out, I didn't like the law. I did not like the fact that corporate America got 21%. They got their rate lowered to 21%, the top rate. Very simple, going on forever. Meanwhile, small businesses got a couple of points per bracket lowered and a 20% deduction. Our top rate was over 30%. I've forgotten what the top rate was, but it was over 30%. And we got a 20% deduction, not a 20% rate, 21% rate like corporate America got. And our deduction was term limited. It was going to be over in about 5 or 6 years. It was actually going to end. And it gets worse. Some small businesses couldn't even take the deduction. Some classes of businesses couldn't take it. And some people over certain incomes couldn't take it. Now tell me how, right, tell me. And so I warned about that. I warned you about that in December of 17. And then I came back a year ago and wrote another article and talked about it on the show where corporate America was using those tax dollars going to the workplace with a fistful of dollars that you and I didn't have and potentially poaching our employees. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4 articles I wrote in a year warning you about how this law was going to hurt us. Now, here we are, where many of us are filing our taxes on the new law. And according to my tax filers, my tax preparers, they're really having to scratch their head. They're really having to talk to each other to find out how to even apply the law. And you know what else? Everything that I warned you about has come to pass. A lot of very successful small businesses, finally, after a lost decade, where corporate America and Wall Street were going through record levels of performance, small businesses were still struggling. Finally, a couple of years, we put together some good performance, and the new law is set up to hurt us. I've seen it. I've talked to CPAs about this, and folks, a lot of people disagreed with me. A lot of people took me to task about this. And now they're realizing that I was right. I was right about the law. It is not, I'm not saying there aren't some small businesses who are benefiting from this. Some small businesses are. And I'm not saying that I'm not happy about that. I am happy about that. But I'm saying that it should have been better than it was. That whatever corporate America got, small businesses should have gotten. Are we children of a lesser God somehow? Why shouldn't small businesses get a 21% basic rate? Why shouldn't all small businesses, every single small business, not get that? Why would some small businesses be left out? Why would being successful cause you to completely lose a major deduction? Why would that be fair? So, okay, if they can't afford it, then maybe make corporate America's rate 22% instead of 21%. What happened, that law was an abomination, as far as I'm concerned, to the small business sector. I still stand by that. It was a horrible law for small business. It was not fair. And I think the more reporting that you're going to see going forward is you're going to see that that was the case, that small businesses are going to have a hard time with this new law. You may save some money, but it still wasn't fair. It wasn't applied fairly to both sectors, the small sector, small business sector, and the larger companies. And we'll see. But I'll continue to keep you up to date on all that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.